I think as a young person growing up, I always, growing up in America with parents who were refugees, it was a very difficult time because I saw how hard my parents were working and how much they struggled to provide for us. But I was trying to, be an American kid, right? And had a lot of, tough situations, but I was also dealing with a lot of racism and classism in my life, and also being a young woman, right, in a culture that believes that the purpose of being a woman is to get married and to serve your husband and things like that. And I didn't believe in any of those things, right? So it was a challenging growing up for me, and I had to learn both to understand why those things are important to community, but also if I didn't believe in it, what I could do about it, right? So that, those are important lessons because sometimes you are born into a situation and then all you feel is like, you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be a part of that community. But I learned along the way that we control our future, right? And so anything that you are unhappy with, you can do something about. But also, I take a lot of, pride in being Hmong because I grew up in a community where people really took care of each other. And I learned that those were the reasons why I survived, right? I was a small child during war. And if my community and if my parents and if my people didn't love me, I would not be here because I was completely dependent on them for survival, right? And so, and it wasn't just me, but people had to help my mom so that all her children could survive, right? So that kind of stuff